Well, thankfully, the work is going to tender now in the next couple of weeks. That's what the council tells us, to upgrade the sewage system and storm drain in the place, because there's been a number of flooding issues over this past couple of years, and a certain amount of houses are getting flooded every time with a bit of heavy rainfall. That's not the only issues this faces. The houses are actually in good solid foundation. They're piled, but the outside footpaths, garden lawns have all collapsed and continue to collapse outside a number of houses in the estate. So it's going to take a hell of a lot of funding to correct the outside works and the groundworks around the houses and Glossney Common. But thankfully the storm drain is going to be upgraded in the coming months.
Now, the estate was built, as we know, over 13 years ago, and these issues have been highlighted for quite some time, haven't they?
Yes, well, I know myself and Michael Collum and Thomas Pringle have been in there this last 4 or 5 years highlighting these issues to the council and to other agencies with very little success, it has to be said, to date. But hopefully now in the coming months, in the coming years, that these houses can be repaired once and for all.